Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, April 12th, 2021, and our message is called Doing All in Christ. The verse in Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Yet so many of us say with the ultimate of confidence, I can do all things. When you look at the sentence, I can do all things, and decipher the words, I means self-confidence, can means self-accomplishment, do means self-ability, all means self-pride, things means boasting. I can do all things is a sentence of boasting. All this I can do without God. Who can say that? I can do all things. Can we really? If we happen to be one of those who truly believe we can do all things without God, God is going to show us that we can't. Those who thought they could were always shown by God how short they were to their accomplishments. These are examples. Jacob thought he could plot for his birthright. Wrong timing, not of God. Abraham thought he could bring a seed to be multiplied as the sand and the stars of heaven from Ishmael. He failed. Moses thought he could save Israel from slavery and bondage and killed an Egyptian. He failed. Jonah thought he could run away from God and get away with it. He also failed. Naomi thought she could save all her family from famine. So she went to Moab, and she failed miserably. David thought he could build a temple for God, but God had different plans. Peter tried to defend Christ in the flesh, but he failed. How different is it when it's in Christ? In Christ, Moses delivered Israel. In Christ, Joseph became Pharaoh. In Christ, Gideon won the battle over Midian with 300 men only. In Christ, Joshua won the battle of Jericho. In Christ, Paul established churches and won souls. In Christ, Abraham became the father of all who believe. In Christ, Peter became a rock for Jesus. What is the difference between our can do all things and can do all things in Christ? Number one is recognizing our inability, having total dependency on God, Christ's power and not ours, Christ's strength and not ours, Christ's timing and not ours, Christ's way and not ours. I cannot do all things except in Christ. I can do all things because of Christ. Paul recognized that he was not sufficient within himself to do all the things necessary either for growth in his own life or to serve as an example for others. Our strength and power come to us because of our personal relationship and our growing fellowship with Christ. No one and nothing could pour power into us and make us strong for every occasion other than the one who saved us and dwells within us. In him who strengthens us, we are able to do anything, or we are able for anything. We're able to endure life's sufferings. In Christ, we are able to endure life's sufferings. In the strength of Christ, we are able to face life's sufferings. Because of his presence within us, we can endure life's pain. Also, we are able to resist temptation. With the aid of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, we can summon all the power within us from Christ to resist temptation. In Christ, we have the power for dealing with all the testing times of life. We're also able to serve. O Lord, I link my earthly feebleness to thine almighty power. In Christ alone we have the power to serve. God's power in our life should prevail over us in our daily walk. We cannot omit God in our life, or else we omit his power. Then we become helpless human beings. In Psalms 127, it deals with the folly of human experience that does not rely on God. The author presents four aspects that will end in failure if God is not fully in power. The first failure will be in the social life, in building our homes. Houses must be built with God in mind. Building without God is folly. Another thing that would fail is the city life. There is no security nor safety in the city without God. Some cities have become jungles of violence without God. Also in business, he mentions the people who labor without reliance on God. The greatest and most productive work is the work done according to God's will and in total dependence on God. Though people work tirelessly from dawn to late night, their labor will be fruitless unless they depend on the Lord. Fretful anxiety results when people do not trust God. Business only succeeds when there is total dependence on God. Another thing would fail without God is the domestic life, the home life. Home is a strategic center on life. God's power and strength must not be left out of the family. Harmony and peace in the home are always secured and ensured only when total reliance on God is practiced. Put Christ in your social, civic, business, and home life, and he will permeate his strength and power to every aspect of your life. That was the essence of Psalms 127. Someone said, a Christian must have a mind through which Christ thinks, a heart in which Christ lives, a voice through which Christ speaks, and a hand through which Christ helps. Christianity offers peace in war, comfort in sorrow, strength in weakness, and light in darkness. In Exodus 2:6-16, Moses tried to save Israel. That was wrong timing, not in Christ. So it failed at all ways. In Christ means in his timing, in his will, in his strength, and in his ways. 40 years later, in Exodus 3:1-8, the Lord ordained Israel's exodus through Moses. Little is much if God is in it, and much is nothing if God is not in it. We must wait for his miraculous timing and events. Toiling long hours will fail unless we are in the place of God's choosing. Beloved, when we act outside God's will, we're spinning our own wheels. When we bring God into everything, our lives become tremendously successful. In Christ, we can conquer our bad habits. In Christ, we can become godly wives and mothers. In Christ, we can serve others. In Christ, we can learn submission. In Christ, we can bridle self. In Christ, we can overcome sin. In Christ, we can love the unlovable. In Christ, we can learn obedience and subdue our will. And in Christ, we can crucify the flesh, and we can grow and bear fruit. Someone said, when our capabilities are of God, we are never incapable. And our ability without his does not bring stability. May everything we do be in Christ and in his will. Amen.